Americans in which the vast majority were employed found that 41% would rather cover for a coworker than take the risk of getting sick. But when they're feeling under the weather, employees aren't so willing to stay home. When it comes to a bad cough, 69% feel that that's not a valid enough reason to stay home from work. The survey was conducted by One Poll. In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
The World War II adventure Midway, starring Aaron Eckhart and Nick Jonas, is the number one movie. It brought in $17.5 million in receipts. Coming in at number two with $14.1 million is Dr. Sleep, directly followed by Playing with Fire at number three with $12.8 million. Last Christmas is at number four with $11.6 million. And dropping down to number five, Terminator Dark Fate with $10.8 million. Rounding out the top tier, Joker is dropping down to number six with $9.2 million. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, at number 7 with $8 million. Harriet, about Harriet Tubman, is at number 8 with $7.2 million. Zombieland, Double Tap, is at number 9 with $4.3 million. And the remake of The Addams Family is at number 10 with $4.2
million. Behavior, he had been asked to leave. Kenny had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with as they were not at the apartment, but at any
time. Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is the reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amount.
And for that, I want to thank you all. Having served in the military, I know what it's like. So I just want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for all that you do and continue to do. This is NAMI's hour, compliments at Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And there's a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterton County, we are all volunteers, work out of our houses, use our own cell phones, etc. And I've been told that the commute from the kitchen to the family room is great because there's no traffic. What we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family, know someone, work with someone, or are friends with someone who have a mental health issue. We do it in various ways. One of the ways we do it is we have a 12-week course called Family to Family. And in that course, everything that you receive, the pamphlets, the booklet, everything is free. There's no charge. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to take the class. You do have to register because we can only have so many in the class at a time. But what we try to do in the class is we try to have teach folks about the medicines, side effects, what to do, what not to do in certain circumstances, what to say, what not to say. And we try to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We also run a support group once a month, the third Thursday of every month, and it's at 52 East Main Street. Again, you don't have to register for the support group. You have to register for the class. And you don't have to be a member of NAMI. And there's also, we have a basics course, which is for families who have children under the age of 18 who are expressing mental illness and mental health conditions. And that's a six-week course, and you have to register for that. But again, you don't have to be a member of NAMI. If you have any questions and want to reach out and get some answers to some of your questions or whatever, or more information about what we do, our phone number is 908-284-0500. 908-284-0500. And we don't man the phone 24 hours a day, but we do have someone check it at least twice a day, and we promise you we will get back to you as soon as possible. Today, we are very privileged to have with us Gina Kalars. Did I say it right?
Yes.
All right. Who's the Raritan Valley Community College Mental Health Counselor. And I want to thank you, Gina, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come here and talk to us today. I know that you have a really busy schedule and a lot of work and such, so you're taking time off to do that, and I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I want to ask first, how did you get involved in this type of work?
Long story short, it was a calling that I've had for quite some time. I've always known that I was going to come into this work, and I started out in the hospital settings. So I was working in patient units. I was director of psych ER at a hospital in Union County for about a year and a half. And at some point I realized I want to go become more proactive as opposed to reactive. Mm-hmm. So I started working at a different college, and when this position opened up, I jumped on it as quick as I could, and I was lucky enough to be able to get it. And I love this age population because I can be more proactive.
Right.
I can help, try to help as best I can mm-hmm. with people, and maybe not have to need a hospitalization. Maybe we can. Right. There's other ways that we can really get the support for people and help them get wrapped up.
Right. That's exactly what we try to do, too. Not everybody has to go to the hospital, you know.
Right.
But they have to be willing to do what is correct for them.
Exactly. You
know? Gina, I have a question. Are you the only health guidance counselor there, or are there others?
I'm the only full-time counselor there. We have two part-time counselors as well. Bambi and Bruce, they help out a lot. They're there 2 days a week.
Okay.
Bambi and I go back a ways. We know each other for a while.
Okay.
What are some of the current happenings at Raritan Valley?
So right now, well, there's a lot going on always at Raritan Valley, and I'm excited about it. Right now, what I'm working on myself is trying to put together our sixth annual Joyful Feast. I advise one of the organizations called To Write Love in Our Arms. It's a national organization in an attempt trying to help mental health and addicted people get the help that they need. So we have our own university chapter at RV, and what we do is, this is our, like I said, our sixth year, and what we're trying to do is pull people together who are food insecure and just have a big feast for Thanksgiving to say, this is your family just as much as the ones at home, and let's have a big celebration and be thankful.
And when is this going to take place?
This is the Tuesday before the Thanksgiving.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that.
And all the students at the college is welcome, or how does that work?
Friends and family of students at RV, all welcome to come. We invite all the clubs to bring one or two trays of food, and we just have a big feast. And we have an open mic night at nighttime, so we then just celebrate.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, free food, too.
Free food, and we bring leftovers home, so.
There you go.
And what do some of the people say who go to this joyful feast? What's the feedback?
They enjoy it. It's just time for people to relax and have fun and really not have to worry about where my next meal is coming from or what am I going to do when I go home, how am I going to study, you know, and eat and try to juggle so many things.
Right, because when you said food insecure, I wasn't sure whether you were talking about people with eating disabilities or people who may be having poverty issues.
Poverty issues where they can't afford the money for food.
Okay, great.
Is there anything special going on in the fall, in the fall semester?
We had our Mental Health Awareness Day on October 8th. Larry, thank you so much for coming to that for us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Being a member. And then the Joyful Feast in coming up in November. And then in April, we have what's called Denim Day. And that's the second Tuesday in April. And Denim Day is an awareness campaign on sexual assault and sexual abuse.
Okay.
It started back in 1991 when an Italian girl was raped and her jeans were tight. So it made it all the way up to the Supreme Court. The local courts said the gentleman was guilty. They appealed, and the Supreme Court in Italy said, no, he's not guilty. He's innocent because her jeans were too tight. She must have wanted it if she had to help him take her jeans off. So they fought it. The Italian Congress women, when that ruling came out, they said no, and they wore denim the following day to work at Congress. And it was at that moment that it went nationwide where we do we have a day and we try to educate and honor the victims of sexual assault.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back for a quick second on the Joyful Feast. Are you looking for any contributions of food, or is everything taken care of at this point?
We are still looking for contributions. I feel like we're almost always looking for contributions of food.
What types of food are
anything anybody wants to offer, from appetizers through the main course into desserts.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And how would they?
They can
contact you.
Yes, they can contact me.
Okay, we'll get the number and everything in a minute. Okay.
Okay.
What are some of the initiatives put forth for the students? You know, like, what are some of the things that you put out there to try to get the students who need help the help they need?
We have tabling events at RV, so like I will be at a table at different open house fairs. I will be there. I try the best I can to be as welcoming as possible. And a lot of times what I've noticed over the past 6 years since I've been there, more and more people, and it's really a lot of word of mouth, they're realizing that it's a safe, quiet place that they can come, and it's judgment-free zone. If they just want to come and sit, I've had people just come and sit and talk with me about nothing and get deep into some of their issues, other people. I prime myself on their privacy, and I warn people, I'm not going to say hello to you when you see me in the hall unless you say hi first, because it's a privacy and a confidentiality thing.
Mm-hmm.
Inevitably, what will happen, I will get people screaming down the hallway, Gina, I'm coming to see you later. And I'm like, okay, we'll see you soon. You know, so it's a good thing. It's an open, welcoming environment. We are working with athletics. We are working with the different clubs. I even go into the different classrooms to talk about different mental health issues, trying to get people to realize that there is free help available.
Free help, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So can people be seen, how often can they be seen, once a week? Or?
We try to have a session limit, although sometimes we don't hold by that limit, but on average it's about 4 to 6 times a semester. We do a lot of hard work in that time to be able to help stabilize people, and then if need be, we will connect them and refer them out.
Do you find in the 6 years that you've been there, that the population for those with mental health issues has risen?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're seeing a lot more people coming into us. So just on average, the first semester, I was there, we saw about 130 students the first month and a half. This year, we saw 320.
Wow.
But so, you know, a student body of approximately?
Approximately 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
right, so we have to do the math here.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that, you know, how it progressed, you know.
Yeah.
And it's great that some of, you know, a lot, I don't say every student, because a lot of them, I'm sure, don't, you know, but a lot of them reach out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about, if they reach out, you
yeah.
know. I know we have to get to the ones who don't reach out, and that's just as important to help those as to help the ones who reach out, but
right.
sometimes you have to do what you can do, and,
yeah.
you know.
One of the things that I was able to start, and we're just starting it this semester, is called RV Cares. It's Community Assessment Response Evaluation System, and it's a group of people at Raritan Valley. So it would be myself, someone from financial aid, the dean of students, someone from security, someone from a resource center, and someone from disabilities. And we have a way to have access to more students through this group. Professors will notice something changing within a student. Maybe it's their work quality. Maybe they're sleeping in class more. Or maybe they're not even showing up to class as mm-hmm. much as they used to in the past. So they will reach out to RV Cares, and we will see if anybody knows this person. I will reach out, get that person in, and see what it is that that person needs. And then I can try to connect them. Maybe they're having difficulty with their financial aid. They're not understanding it. I can connect them with financial aid. Maybe they need housing. I can connect them with our resource center, who can try to help them to be able to get, maybe become more housing secure, things like that. We have a food pantry there as well,
right.
that
right.
students can come in and just grab a shopping bag and go food shopping.
Do you find that some of the students, or a large percentage depending, have problems at home with parents understanding and not understanding?
We get a good mix. We have some parents who are very supportive, and we have some parents who really just don't understand and will look at their child and go, get over it, you're fine.
Yeah.
Or then, you know, some of those parents will also say, oh, if you had it like I did but times are different.
Exactly.
You know, and if we take it for what it is, times when we were growing up is one thing, and times of the things that students now have to deal with is something totally different.
Right.
And honestly, I don't know if I would want to be a student now with everything that is going on, that it's just a lot to handle all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no downtime for a student.
Right, right. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We're very privileged to have with us today Gina Kalars.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, I said it right. Two for two. How about that? That's what happens when I divide it. And Gina is from the Raritan Valley Community College, and she's a mental health counselor. And we were talking about various things and that, you know, take place at the college. And I believe you have a suicide prevention week.
Yes.
And would you speak to that?
Sure. National Suicide Prevention Week is the week of September 10th. National Suicide Prevention Day is the 10th of September. So we wrap our services around doing something special for that full week. And this year what we did was we set up a desk with a bottle, a empty water bottle, and a little imitation cell phone with a notepad. And on that notepad was all information about suicide statistics, how to prevent it, places to get help. And people signed in to say that they stopped and read the different things. We had approximately 200 people stop and look at the different pamphlets that we had around. We had it all over the school. We had a couple by the athletics area. We had them in the different main buildings, right, main areas for people to see. It was a big success.
So these were unmanned. These were just displays?
Just displays, yep.
Interesting.
Are you going to do it again?
We do it every year. Here? Yeah, okay. We do it every year. The year prior, we did one where orange is a suicide prevention color.
Right.
So we had those little orange flags, and we had one per 100 suicide deaths, and we had them all on one side, and the other side in our main courtyard area. The other side of the grass was all attempted suicides. And when people saw that visual of a sea of orange flags, that made a big impression as well.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah. You know, because, you know, the average person who's not involved in this, you know, doesn't think about, you know.
Right.
They see it in the newspaper, somebody committed suicide, and they, oh, well, that's a shame, you know. And they go on with their life. Whereas some of us, like yourself and, you know, us here, when we see it, it just tears us up. Because yeah. I can't tell you how many, over the last 22 years I've been doing this, families who have lost a loved one to suicide.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's unfortunate because it could have been prevented. You know?
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times people don't realize what they're doing and saying and the effect it has on the person that they're seeing and doing it to.
It's so true. Well, a lot of times the people who are hurting the most are the ones who are doing the most help for others. That they're not only just isolating, or they're not only just staying, you know, not sleeping or not eating.
Right.
They're the ones who are always happy. They're the ones who are always willing to help the next person. But nobody thinks, because they see them as so strong, no one thinks to say, hey, how are you doing? Are you okay? And that's where it gets hard.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you reach someone like that if you're not even aware of the problem?
You just look at them and go, you're always there for some other people. How are you? What's going on with you?
That makes sense.
You know, and just reaching out, that one simple comment makes a big difference to people.
Right, right. And it just could be that moment that you say it, that
It could be the changing moment.
That could be the changing moment,
right.
Correct. You know, it's sad, you know, to see this, because a lot of young people do commit suicide, you know, and it's just a shame, you know, and you just wish you could do more or help them more, and, you know.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, there's one thing that I noticed. You know, when you gave the numbers of 130 people visiting and versus 320 using the services, what do you attribute this huge jump to? You say times are changing.
I think times are changing. The stigma of mental health is going down. And I think people are more willing now to get help as opposed to before.
Right.
Knowing that it's free also helps.
Right.
And also knowing it's word of mouth, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I get a lot of referrals. Oh, you've got to go and see Gina. She's really good. And that, to me, is the biggest compliment anybody can give me is a referral to say, she helped me. Mm-hmm. She can help you, too.
Right, right. How did the Mental Health Awareness Week get started?
I know I wanted to do, when I first started working at RV, I wanted to do something to call attention to it because I really want to work on breaking down that stigma. And when suicide prevention, we started with Suicide Prevention Week because we started off with a day. And I'm like, a day isn't really going to do much. It's just going to come and go. I really want to make an impact on people. So myself and the Dean of Students, we talked about it at the time, and we were just like, let's do a week. So that's where it started. And then from there, it grew. Tualoha just jumped right in and said, no, we want to support this. We want to do it. And then mental health awareness came along in October, and I inherited that one from from the Student Life Activities Planning Board. So they were doing something, and I said, "Okay, I'll take this over, and we'll make it happen." And that just kind of grew from a day to highlighting events and things like that.
Right, right. It's. I think that the more like that you do, suicide prevention, mental health awareness, the more knowledge that you can give to the students, the more apt they're likely to step up and say, I've thought about this or that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's wonderful,
Yeah.
Well, along those lines, you say it's a whole week. Do you have other activities planned besides talks every day? Do you have special?
We have just different workshops that happen. We also have just like a bake sale.
Uh-huh.
Come over and just talk and, have a cookie or, buy a cookie or have one if you can't afford it. Just, just come hang out type thing.
Would you speak to some of the workshops like Chill? What is Chill? Other than being cold, I don't know what Chill is.
Chill is our relaxation workshop. So we will work with the planetarium. We usually do our Chill workshop relaxation once in a classroom and utilizing like essential oils, things like that, to try and help people learn how to do some meditation. Maybe it's guided meditation. Maybe it's just a way to, let me teach you how to breathe a little bit, to control things a little bit more and relax, not just your breathing, but relax the stress and tension in your body. Another time we'll do it in the planetarium itself, under the stars, where the planetarium and Bambi leads that workshop.
Right.
We will work together, and they will guide us through meditation under the stars. It's so relaxing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do people have their eyes open or closed for that?
Usually open in the planetarium because it is under the stars, but people have closed their eyes. We've had people relax so much that they've fallen asleep. when we tell people it's okay, it's just what needed to happen.
Right. Exactly. What about
Chill is a periodic one?
It's twice a semester.
Twice a semester.
Yeah. We usually do it by midterms and during finals.
That's
okay.
A good time for it.
Yeah, really. What about time management?
Time management we try and do in the beginning of the semester to try to help students understand that as long as they stay organized with their time, the stress of having to do all of what they do really isn't as bad as it could be if they just push things off and procrastinate. So we work on trying to educate on procrastination and how to get around that and overcome the procrastination by using a schedule and setting your time, maybe even expanding. Let's say you need an hour to do your math homework. Expand it to an hour and a half. Give yourself that little extra room in case it's a little bit more difficult than expected.
Right.
When you're done, then move on to the next thing or use that half hour. Maybe you finished in an hour. Use that extra half hour as your break time. Push it to the end of the day so you have more time, free time later.
Right.
But as long as you stay on your schedule, you can cross off the tasks. You've now been able to work with your time management.
So do students need to have little built-in rewards during the day because they're so stressed with time that maybe they need a little scheduled five-minute break?
We try to help teach students that. They forget to do that because they are so overwhelmed with having to work, taking five classes, and being involved in the different clubs and activities that their stress levels are off the charts. So what we try to do is say, no, it can be done, but just make sure you take a break. Even if it's to run to Starbucks and grab that cup of coffee or tea or something that you really enjoy, just take those extra moments for yourself.
Right. And it just, you know, it's hard to explain that to some people, you know, whether it's because their home situation, they're being driven and you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do the other. I know someone who was a straight A student, president of his class. Did everything, you know, was in sports and the whole nine yards, and graduated high school and committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And they found a note saying that he couldn't take going to college. He didn't want to go to college, but the pressure was on him to go, and he just couldn't handle it. Now, pressure on his parents now is unbelievable,
mm-hmm.
but parents should step back. You know, yeah, we all have these ideals when we have a child. Oh, we want them to do this or that, or be a doctor, right, lawyer, or an Indian chief. But sometimes all they want to do is be a welder.
Right.
Or they want to be a truck driver or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know if you've ever had any plumbing done lately, but if you want to be a plumber, my granddaughter's boyfriend has got a year to go before he's certified. And, you know, you can make a lot of money being a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you don't have, and he's got a college degree.
Right. Well, that's one of the things that I talk about with students who come in and we're like, college just isn't for me. Well, that's okay. College isn't for everyone.
Right.
You know, but, it, you know, be the best you that you can be. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
You know, and I tell people, if you want to be a garbage man, be the best garbage man you can be.
Right.
We all need one.
It's absolutely right. You know, and it's just getting through to the mm-hmm. person that it's okay.
Right.
You know, you don't have to go to Harvard, you know, or, you know, anywhere
right.
for that matter. You know, and, you know, I mean, a lot of times people will just go into service.
Yeah.
I did. I graduated high school when I was 17 and I went into service.
Right.
You know, and.
But I think part of, you're talking about parents' expectations, and if a lot of these kids are living at home with their parents, do you have any types of interactions with the parents at any point?
Sometimes I do, not often. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, it's because the students are 18, we're expecting them to be able to handle everything at 18. Oh, you're legally an adult, now handle it. That's a false belief. You know, kids can't handle things right off the bat just because they hit a certain age. I think we need to help students and parents understand that aspect.
Right.
So when I can and the students will allow me to speak to parents, I will give them a call and I will, you know, have conversations with them about it. I'll even bring them in and have a family session and have no problem doing that for students.
Does that seem to help?
Usually, because they're hearing it from a third person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that just leads into communication styles.
Right? Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And you have that too, you know, which you try to communicate with,
yes.
you know, have communication classes or whatever you want to call them.
Yes.
How does that work?
Individually, you mean, or in group?
Like we think there's some. Do you have workshops on communication style?
Yes. Okay. So our workshops that we do for communication is really how are you going to learn to communicate the difference between communicating between your friends and a colleague and your boss or professor. And there's little nuances that are so different. Like in an email to a professor, you're not going to say, hey, I need to do, you're going to start out more professional.
Right.
Hi, professor, you know, so-and-so, this is the situation, can I, da-da-da-da-da,
right.
And offer solutions to it. So when we're talking about this with our students, they're hearing it almost as if it's new to them. It's like they've never heard these things before, which I think it's a good thing that they're hearing. And it's definitely needed.
Right. We have to take another quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I've just lost my papers here. Gina, why don't you give contact information?
Okay.
We'll do it again at the end, but just now, if you would.
Okay. My email address is Gina, G-I-N-A, dot Kailars, K-U-I-J-L-A-A-R-S as in Sam, at RaritanVal.edu.
Okay. Is there a phone number?
Do you
number?
Mind respelling that last name there?
I sure.
Think that's a tricky one.
It's K-U-I-J-L-A-A-R-S as in Sam.
Great. Okay.
Is there a phone number they can reach out?
Yes, they can call me, and my number is 908-526-1200, extension 8641.
You got to think about it.
Yeah. I almost forgot my extension.
You don't call yourself. Okay.
Are you seeing at Raritan Valley any trends, like national trends? Is there an increase in anxiety, depression, bipolar?
There's a definite increase in anxiety that we're seeing, and that's coupled with a mood disorder. What actually comes first, the mood disorder or the anxiety? It's a toss-up, 50-50. It's hard to determine just based on, you know, the beginning. It really takes a little bit more time to get to know someone's background and history, but anxiety is definitely a trend that we're seeing more and more of.
And what do you mean by students having time to unplug and they don't know how?
Students are constantly on their phones. So whether it's social media or connecting one-on-one, they feel like they have to respond right away. If they get a text message and that response doesn't happen right away, then, oh, my God, is that person mad at me? Well, no, they're probably just busy doing something. Maybe they're in the bathroom. Maybe they're cooking. Maybe they're studying, you know. But the students want to have that response right away. They don't know how to just say, all right, I'm done with the phone. I'm putting it down. I'm not even going to look at it for right now. And I'm walking away. it creates too much anxiety for them. So that's another aspect of things that we try to teach is slowly. We're going to have you just put your phone down for 10 minutes a day. Put it on do not disturb, you know, things like
right,
that.
Right, right.
It's just to be able to get away and walk away from all that constant stimulation that they've got going on.
I would think it interfere with studying, too.
Oh, it does.
Your phone going off every 5 minutes.
It does, yeah.
Not something I had to deal with when I was in college.
Okay. How do you have them put their phones down as a homework assignment?
I put it in their time management skills when we try and work on their time management, and I will say 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, you need to put your phone down. So, and I use the honor system. So they have to work on it 10, 15 minutes a day. After the first week, it needs to increase and double the time that they're able to put their phone down. It doesn't always work. Some people, especially in the very beginning, they have a really difficult time with putting their phone down. But once they get used to it, they really are excited. Like, do you know how much I got done in that time? It's like, I know. You can get a lot done.
I don't have that many people I want to talk to personally. You know. Plus, I got a flip-top phone, so. You know. But anyway, you also have an LGBTQ plus
yes.
Workshop.
Yeah, we are. We're putting together a workshop. We were supposed to have it this November. However, because of scheduling conflicts, we needed to move it to the spring semester. But it's all about what are the letters? What does the plus mean? What are the different terminologies? What is it about? Our Alliance Club on campus said that they're really excited to be able to do this with us. So we're planning it for the spring semester now.
And what will that be, do you think, when you say workshop? What are you looking at, a half a day, full day? What?
It'll be during college hours, so approximately an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Really, it's just to be able to help everybody understand really what's happening nowadays.
How would you go about doing that?
Open and honest communication. What does it mean to, you know, have the different letters? What do you identify as? Things like that. And it's. I think it's going to go a long way with helping people understand just we're all humans.
Excuse me. Right. And, you know, and just because we don't go with the normal trend, that doesn't mean that,
right.
You know.
We don't have feelings.
We don't have feelings and we can't, you know, care mm-hmm. about someone or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's just, and it's sad that a lot of times because people are not in the general realm, of things that they're put aside and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, make them feel like they're
different. Right.
And, you know, to me, it's that is not any different than the various religions we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because one person is a Catholic and another person is Jewish doesn't mean that one is better than the other or,
right.
You know, it's just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't, it's too much for me to grab. You know.
How important is it for students who are having difficulty to see someone like you? Do you find it helps them a lot? And
I think it really does help a lot because they're not just being able to unload their stuff that they're carrying with them, but I try to make sure that I let them know that I understand. And I never say, oh, I know where you're coming from, because I don't. Everybody's experiences are different, but I have the ability to understand the feelings that they're going through, and I try to really validate those feelings and find answers. You know, what works for one person may not necessarily work for another person. So, and I will make sure that, you know, they understand. I'm not going to have answers, but I will help them find their answers.
Right.
Because it's a community college, would a lot of the students already know one another and have a lot of friends?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're coming because all their friends have gone somewhere to gone away to school, and they don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. But the transition for school is still, it's still college. They still have a lot to adjust to and a lot to handle on their own. Right. So that's one of the things that, that we work with as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Raritan Valley's come a long way over the years, too.
Yeah.
They really have. I mean, compared to what they were, say, 15, 20 years ago as opposed to today, they've really come a long way, you know. Is there anything special coming up that you want to talk about?
Well, we discussed the Joyful Feast. That's one thing.
No?
No, I think that's
it. And no one has to register for that, Joyful Feast. It's just a free food.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's just come and celebrate and give thanks.
And when is it going to be again?
The Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, okay.
Okay.
And people can bring food or donate?
They can donate food, bring food. Just let me know what people are bringing. So maybe we don't have three turkeys. We'll things like that.
But there will be turkeys.
Yes.
Cooked and...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And all the good stuff that goes with the turkey.
Cranberry sauce and stuffing and as well as pasta and meatballs.
And mashed potatoes with gravy.
Absolutely.
Do you feel that a lot of students have a sense of isolation? Is that one of the issues that they might be dealing with?
That is one of the issues because they don't have a lot of friends there or any friends there at the school. So we try and help them get connected. And myself, Bruce, or Bambi, we'll talk about the different clubs and activities and try to really find out what the people like, what the students like to do, and try and connect them with the different clubs on campus.
When a student enrolls, are they given some kind of a screening for...
No, it's open enrollment, but we do have orientation. So I go to the orientations, and we talk about our program at RV and our counseling center and what we do, what we can do, what we can't do, things like that.
Okay.
So we get out there.
Now, your office is open to any student that wants to speak to you?
Mm-hmm.
Can they just drop in, or do they have to make an appointment?
They can come in anytime. They can walk in. I do have appointments, but if someone walks in and says, I'm having an emergency, I'll make sure the person I'm with is wrapped up and they're okay, and I will take the emergency.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And someone comes to you with an emergency. What's the procedure for that then?
Depending on what the emergency is, I will have a full conversation with them. We'll do an evaluation. If they are actively suicidal and they really do want to hurt themselves, I will call out the mobile screeners, and the mobile screeners will come over to the college. They'll do an assessment. The police will come to escort the...
Talking about the screeners from the hospital?
Yes.
Somerset Hospital? Or
Bridgeway.
Right. Strange names three times since, you know.
They'll come out. They're really great with us. They come out almost as quickly as they can to do an assessment. And then if they feel that the person needs to be hospitalized, they will do what they have to do to get the person the help they need.
Right. And usually the police come with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact because when I... retired, I worked at the part-time, one day a week, with emergency services, which is the screeners, and at the 100 Medical Center, and I would go out with them on calls, and they would talk to the individual, I would talk to the family or people around, the friends or whatever, telling them what was available to them, you know. I'm so happy that Raritan Valley has come a long ways. And they have. My son went there 22 years ago, and not for long, but because he had to make up some classes that he didn't finish in high school, so he had to go there to make the classes up before he could do anything else. And when it was, I think I told you at the thing, when it was Christmas time and the break, I was going to do some painting, and 20-some-odd years ago, it was oil-based, so I had a 2-gallon can of turpentine, and he came home and drank it. And so they were amazed that he didn't burn his whole insides out, but he didn't. But, you know, it's Raritan Valley has come a great way ahead now than what they used to. And they were good, you know, back then, but they've come so much further now. Don't forget, 20-some-odd years ago, the focus wasn't on mental health issues, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, he's this, you know, he's that way, and we'll get rid of him, you know.
Right.
So to see it now with all that you're accomplishing and doing and helping the people, it's, you know.
Yeah, thank you. The RV has been great to me. They are really supportive, and they really want to do whatever it is that they can to continue to help the students.
Right. Right. You might want to give your contact information again.
Sure. It's Gina, G-I-N-A, dot Kailars, K-U-I-J-L-A-A-R-S as in Sam, at RaritanVal.edu. And my phone number is 908-526-1200, extension 8641.
Did we cover everything you'd like to cover?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you'd
like to? No, just thank you both so much.
Any upcoming events down the road before the summer?
There'll be a few coming up for the summer, but I can easily send you all the information. Maybe you can get the word out for us.
Sure. Yeah. You send me the information. I'll get it out.
Sounds good.
Okay. And thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Because you are helping people, you know, and youth, basically. I mean, they may not think they're youth, but they still are, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice to know that there is help out there for people, young people, young adults who are having problems at college and so on and so forth. And a lot of times, just a quick question at the end here. Do you see that if somebody is having problems with grades or, you know, with classes or whatever, that some of that might be connected with mental health issues?
Absolutely is, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there's definite connection there.
Yeah, so are you in close touch with the other student advisors or someone who's not a mental health counselor per
yes.
se?
Yes, yeah.
They would come over to you and say, could you talk to the student?
I work right in the advising office. So if one of the advisors are noticing that they're having a student that is taking a downturn for one reason or another, they'll do what they can, and they'll bring me in, and we'll get the connection going. Faculty will notice, and faculty will reach directly out to me, whether it's through phone call or email, and they'll get me connected. Sometimes they even bring the student right over to us.
Part of your job is to educate the faculty as well,
yes.
The administration, just to make everyone more aware.
Yes.
Is that easy to do, or how do you do that?
That is done through department meetings. Is it easily done? Not always, no.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, everyone is busy, and there's so many different things on the agenda. So I may get 10 minutes. I may get, you know, hey, come and talk with the class for 5 minutes or something like that.
Right.
But I do the best I can.
Oh, so they do let you come and talk to classes then?
Yes.
Make class time for you?
Yes.
That's another way to spread the word.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Gina, we can't thank you enough for taking the time out to come and talk with us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you will come back.
Absolutely.
I will have you back.
Sounds
that
good.
I can guarantee. It's Gina Kailars.
Yes.
Hey, I said it right again. Boy, that's 3 for 3. I'm doing pretty well here.
No, yeah. One second. Let's spell very slowly your email address, because it's if somebody wants to write it down, it's kind of hard to get all those letters in there. You want to do it again?
Sure. It's Gina, G-I-N-A dot Kailars, K-U-I-J-L A-A-R-S, as in Sam, at RaritanVal.edu.
Okay. Thank you again,
Gina, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And like I said, I promise you will be back.
I'll be back.
And thank you all the vets who
thank you, Larry.
Served. Yeah. Well, thank you. And a lot of restaurants and whatever are giving free food out tonight to veterans. So, you know, and locally here, Chamois Shine Car Wash, if you're a veteran, you can get your car washed for free. So, which I did just before I came here. So,
and he's got dinner plans.
Yes, and I got dinner plans. My wife's taking me out to dinner. She won't have to pay, but we're going. And remember, folks, we'll be back here again, same time, same station. And remember, mental health really does matter. See you next week.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is paying tribute to the nation's veterans today in New York City.
Our veterans risked everything for us. Now it is our duty to serve and protect them every single day of our lives. It is truly an honor to come back to New York City, right here at Madison Square Park, to be the first president ever to attend America's parade.
The president's comments come as many patriotic Americans are attending the annual Veterans Day parade in New York City. Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, Vice President Mike Pence delivering remarks at Arlington National Cemetery.
Here at Arlington and all across this nation, Americans gather to pay a debt of gratitude to the generations who've answered the call to serve in the armed forces of the United States.
This is the third consecutive year that the vice president has been at Arlington National Cemetery. This is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
President Trump's decision to end the DACA program will go before the Supreme Court on Tuesday. It was 2017 when the White House announced they were ending the program. An actor-comedian is back in the spotlight. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
Kevin Hart says he appreciates his life more after the car crash in September, which left him seriously injured. He made his first public appearance at the People's Choice Awards when he won for Comedy Act of 2019.
First and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family. I want to thank my wife, my kids.
Hart was a passenger in his own Dodge sports car when it ran off the road and crashed near Los Angeles last September. Hart went on to have major back surgery. He was hospitalized for almost 2 weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new survey of 2,000